Now to the story of a falling out between two top diplomats. It's come in the face of a troubled political moment in Afghanistan. Ongoing charges of massive fraud in last month's presidential election. NPR's Jackie Northam has this story of how it happened that a senior U.S. official attached to the United Nations in Afghanistan has left the country amid a dispute on how to proceed.
At the core of most discussions or disagreements surrounding Afghanistan's presidential election is the massive vote rigging that is alleged to have taken place. Many in the international community say they're shocked by the scale of the fraud, and that it's unpalatable for many countries that are donating troops and money and want to see a credible government put in place. But what to do about the fraud, how to respond, has created profound divisions between the U.S. and the United Nations. That has played out between the two men representing each side. Peter Galbraith, an American diplomat and the deputy special U.N. representative for Afghanistan, and his boss, Kai Eide, a Norwegian and the top U.N. official in the country. Galbraith wants a more public approach to address the issue, a fuller recount of the ballots, which could lead to a runoff election between the incumbent president, Hamid Karzai, and his main opponent, Abdullah Abdullah. UN Chief Eide, on the other hand, prefers a more backroom approach. Bring the main players in for tea, as one diplomat put it, perhaps try to cobble together a coalition government. Eide is concerned that it could take months before there's a runoff election. In the meantime, Afghanistan would be left in a political vacuum, which he believes could be very dangerous. The inability to narrow the differences in the two men's approaches to the problem led to Galbraith's unexpected departure from Kabul last weekend. UN officials say Galbraith remains an integral part of the UN leadership in Afghanistan, and that in any hotly contested elections, there will always be a difference of opinion. Galbraith's departure is being described as a cooling-off period. One U.S. embassy official in Kabul says the men's differences were counterproductive, so someone had to step out of the way, at least for a little while. An embassy spokesperson said the U.S. relationship with the U.N. remains strong. Despite diplomatic responses from both sides, it's hard to mask the deep division surrounding the aftermath of the election. Galbraith and Eide are expected to meet later this month in New York at a UN Security Council session on Afghanistan. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.